Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross at Fightful. Here with a couple names you know. We've had the great pleasure of talking to them many times, but never together. And they're both on very similar paths for Impact Rebellion this weekend. We got Deonna Purrazzo going for the Impact Knockouts Championship again. It's the age of the virtuoso again. We got Steve Macklin going for the Impact World Championship. If one of you doesn't win, which will it be? We'll start with Steve.
I think the odds are more in her favor just because she has been a champion. I haven't. I have a lot to prove, especially going against Kushida. I know. Thank you. I have a lot to prove more to myself, if anything, just because this is one of those moments that I finally get to shine and prove to the world who I am. I think I've done that for 2 years of stacking bodies, like I like to say. And I get to prove to New Japan as well, going with Kushida, not just Impact. And I get to get my name out there more and the world to see me. And that's what I'm more excited for out of this, especially when I do win the Impact World title, which I know I'm going to. Is it the opponent that I wanted originally? No. I did want to beat the longest reigning Impact World Champion in history, but things happen in this business, and that'll be another story down the line.
And I'll give you an easy out here, because if you say he's less likely to lose, it's not because you necessarily have to be pinned, because there's a possibility that this is a triple threat match, and all of a sudden, bam.
Well, it's also a possibility it's not a triple threat.
Exactly.
So I have a lot. The odds are not in my favor in terms of not knowing what my match is going to be going in there. I'll only have, 3 days to prepare. And then, yeah, if it is a triple threat, I don't actually have to lose to lose. So I think the odds are in my husband's favor.
Jordynne Grace is fresh off like of a bodybuilding competition.
Well, that might be in my favor too, because Jordynne Grace is on a rampage with food right now, and she's tweeted about it. So I don't know, she might not be in the best shape ever.
There you go. I mean, after she won a fitness competition, my God. And like you mentioned, another parallel. Both of you aren't facing someone that you thought you might face recently, like Mickey. We don't know what's up with her. You were supposed to face Josh Alexander. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. I think that he probably cowered away from you because he's still embarrassed that I beat him in a scooter race. Did you see that?
I did. And you mentioned it to me in our last interview, too. It
wasn't even close.
No.
One of my shoes fell off, and I still beat him. It was one-sided, but now you got Kushida, who master of a double wrist lock. He calls it the hoverboard lock. Like, how does that switch up things for you? Because these are two categorically different performers, wrestlers, guys that you're facing now.
Both net technical, but then also you have Kushida, who's a super junior. He's been doing this for so long. He's known, renowned around the world for who he is and the name that he has. He has the high-flying background in him as well. And yes, the hoverboard. I did tap out. I like I said last night on Impact, I tapped out on purpose at Sacrifice, just because why be prideful into something that gives me nothing in a match when now at Rebellion, I know what's on the line, and that's the Impact World title, and I know what I'm in for.
And as for you, I mean, these are two women that you're very familiar with. You've already had an extended history with Mickey and Jordan, although maybe not together. Yeah. So this is a different possible angle for you.
Yeah, and I had said last night on Impact as well that, you know, Jordan Grace has never defeated the Virtuosa, Deonna Purrazzo, but the Virtuosa has never defeated Mickey James. So the dynamic here and who comes out the victor, if it is a three-way, is very interesting because it's going to be, unless Mickey pins Jordan, then we've seen that. But if Jordan beats me or if I beat Mickey, this is a first-time thing. This is history-making for the three of us in our dynamic. So I think that whichever way it swings, triple threat, singles match, it's interesting. Jordan Grace and I haven't even been in a singles match since our last, which was the first ever Knockouts Ironman match. So I would love for it to be a singles match because she's my favorite opponent. She's one of my favorite people. And I just think that it's going to be very interesting if we get to revisit that, what we put out there and what that outcome ends up being.
You mentioned tapping out as we filmed this last night on Impact, but you haven't taken an L in a long time, like September, August, maybe if I'm remembering right. I mean, that's an awful lot of momentum, and it's very clear that, like, this wasn't something that Impact was just going to give to you. It's something that you had to prove to them, okay, you're the new guy coming in, let's see what he can do, and you've proven that nonstop. And not only that, you've gotten, like, the crowd has been behind you at certain points as well. How does that make you feel after the way that, like, you came in and the circumstances prior to that?
Well, the former champion said it best last night that when I came into Impact Wrestling, I had to kick down the doors. And I don't think I kicked down the doors. I breached down the doors, blew that son of a bitch open, and I took what I want. And that's just who I am. And she knows it because she was there the night that I got let go. I was like, well, here we go. This is my test, and this is my time to prove to the world of who I am and who Steve Maclin is. So it's just very gratifying for me just because I love this business, and you know I love wrestling.
Of course.
And that's the one thing is no matter what I do, I go out there and try to give it my all, and that's what I'm going to do at Rebellion. Sorry. I love
this.
It's
an important night.
Yes, this is a really important night for me just because it's now able to etch and technically never be forgotten again.
I've been asked, go ahead.
It's funny, too, because, like, so he got signed and Impact Wrestling had never seen him wrestle before.
Yeah.
And Scott came up to him and was like, well, now at least we know you can work, kid. Like, he, you know, Steve literally had to be like, I'm signed now and here I'm showing you what I can do. You didn't know before. It was just word of mouth and people saying he's a good guy, he's a great worker, he needs an opportunity, he needs the right place. And he did, but it was funny because they didn't even know what he had to offer before they gave him the opportunity. So
absolutely. I know you've had the opportunity to team with Weston Blake again recently, and he's been through so much. He's an inspiration to be around. What's that been like, having that opportunity to team with him again?
That's the best. Yeah.
I'm trying. Listen, if I can get the Barbara Walters tears before your big title
it's
win.
It's good for a heel to sit here and cry. I get emotional. But no, it's been, he's my brother. She knows it. He's my best friend. We don't hide anything from each other. We talk to each other. We text, call. Every morning he's taking the kids to school. We're always FaceTiming and chatting. Working with him's the best. He's one of the best. He is one of the best wrestlers out there. And I hate that people don't know that. And one day, hopefully they get to. But if not, he's in a position now where he's possibly training the future of this business. I don't know if I can say that. He said it. So he's just in a position right now where he's going to be giving back into wrestling in a different way, which who better? Because he's one of the absolute best, flawless in that ring. No wasted motions with him. And he's my brother, and working with him is just, it's the best. Who gets to work with their best friend?
I know.
I get to work with my best friend. I get to travel with my best friend. And then we even worked last night at Pro Wrestling Revolver in Dayton. And
love,
like,
Revolver.
That's the fun thing, too, of tagging. And Blake and I got to tag so long. And then, like, last night, she doesn't really ever been a tag wrestler. Even with her and Chelsea, she'd come to me and be like, oh, what do you and Blake do? I'm just like, oh, do this spot. Like, try this. Maybe this will work for you. So it's just fun to, like, take the things that I've learned and then now pass it on to each other. That's where we just have the ebbs and flow in the house of just, hey, this worked, maybe this didn't work, and it's fun to have that dynamic just in life.
I've been asking everybody I've interviewed, who hit you the hardest in the ring, and when was it?
Jordan Grace.
How appropriate.
After our 30-minute Ironman, knockouts Ironman match, whatever they called it, just the whole time. Jordynne Grace is she doesn't know her own strength. She's so athletic. She can move so fast. She's such a powerhouse, and she just, I think, doesn't know it sometimes and gets a little carried away. But I know that when I get in the ring with Jordynne Grace, I have to bring that same intensity, and it lets me rise up a little bit. So after that Ironman match, Steve was at the hotel, and we didn't expect to have a 30-minute match. Yeah. We expected to have like a 10-minute no DQ is what we went into tapings expecting. And then the night before they were like, just kidding, we're going to, and which is awesome in hindsight because we made history, right?
Yes.
And I'm the first and the only Knockouts Ironman, right? But holy fuck, did it hurt. And I don't know what she got me with, probably everything, right? But like, I'm driving and the red light by the hotel would not turn green fast enough for me that day. And I just wanted to get back to Steve. And oh my gosh, I was hysterical crying in the car. I'm just like, I'm so beat up. And I've never been through that before in my life. So Jordynne Grace, 30-minute Knockouts Ironman match.
How about yourself?
Recently, it's actually opposite. It was a multi-man match on TV. It was for a number one contendership for the X Division title and Black Tarus, but I was doing the movement.
Okay.
So I'm doing the dive through the ropes, and he's a thick guy.
Yes, he is.
Love him to death, very talented. And it was like hitting a brick wall. Like normally when you hit somebody, there's a little give, you go to the ground together and try to, it was hitting a brick wall. So like recently that's probably the hardest, like I hit him and I was hurt more. If that makes any sense.
It does.
But I guess the lucha style, and it's just, it was a fun match. Yeah, at least it caught me. Most people don't catch people now.
I'm thinking Kushida's going to have a little bit more give this weekend. Hopefully Jordynne does as well.
I don't know. A lot of it's on the line. I think Impact has been making its mark now, selling out crowds, filling the houses again. Windsor just up in Canada recently was amazing, and now we're in Toronto for Rebellion. And just, I think we're all going to breathe just because I think us as the underdog company, and that's how I feel Impact is treated. Everybody always kind of looks down on it, like, how are they still going? But that's just it. It's that underdog lifestyle.
Very excited for it.
Yeah, I just think, like, to piggyback off what you said, like, the environment that Impact has had the last couple loops, and it's been sold out and the crowds have been awesome, like, that makes us more intense. That makes us feel like, hell yeah, I have to fucking bring it, right?
Yeah.
So I don't expect Jordynne to be any lighter than normal, but that's okay, because like I said, it just, when you're in the ring with someone of her caliber or anyone, like a Black Tarus too, like, it just makes you rise up and say, like, I'm gonna match you, and we're gonna go out there and kill it. And I know whether it's me or Jordynne, or me, Mickey and Jordynne, whatever that dynamic is, like, the crowd is going to get us through it, and it's going to be fucking awesome.
Check it out this weekend, guys. Both of them in world championship matches. We always appreciate you guys.
Never. Is this your first married couple, too?
No. I mean, it has like
maybe
a married couple ever become the champions on the same night together.
Maybe Seth and Becky? Maybe. Were they married yet?
I don't know. Hunter and Stephanie.
Let us know.
They had the titles together for sure. The McMahon Helmsley
we
era.
About that last night, I was like, "Oh, we should be coming out to my time right now."
There you go. There you go. Jim Johnson's out there. You could get another version of it made.
What a song.
I know. It was great. It was really great. I wish you guys luck. Tune in, guys. Impact Rebellion. Of course, we're gonna have a post show on Fightful. Until next time, guys. We're out.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
NordVPN.com/Fightful makes my browsing experience better. Way better than yours if you don't use it. Why? Because I can block online trackers. I can block annoying pop-up ads and malware. I can browse safely, securely, wherever I am, even if I'm right here on all my devices. This laptop, actually this is a desktop, what am I saying? But this laptop right here, this phone right here, that router over there, the TV over there, all with NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can also save on pay-per-views. Maybe you want to check out AEW without commercials. Maybe you miss the old WWE Network. Maybe you want to buy a big UFC pay-per-view with an overseas service at a much more affordable rate. NordVPN.com/Fightful not only has you covered, but when you get one of their plans, you're effectively going to save yourself money. And I'm going to save you some more. 4 months free on top of that deal and a 30-day money-back guarantee. NordVPN.com/Fightful.